"Briggs wrote to me of a Jane Eyre," he said. "The advertisements demanded a Jane Eyre. I knew a Jane Elliot. I confess I had my suspicions, but it was only yesterday afternoon they were at once resolved into certainty. You own the name and renounce the alias?"
"Yes, yes.
But where is Mr. Briggs? He perhaps knows more of Mr. Rochester than you do."
"Briggs is in London. I should doubt his knowing anything at all about Mr. Rochester. It is not in Mr. Rochester he is interested. Meantime, you forget essential points in pursuing trifles. You do not inquire why Mr. Briggs sought after you, what he wanted with you."
"Well, what did he want?"
"Merely to tell you that your uncle, Mr. Eyre of Madeira, is dead, that he has left you all his property, and that you are now rich. Merely that. Nothing more."
"I? Rich?"
"Yes. You rich. Quite an heiress."
Silence succeeded.
"You must prove your identity, of course," resumed St. John presently, "a step which will offer no difficulties. You can then enter on immediate possession. Your fortune is vested in the English funds. Briggs has the will and the necessary documents."
Here was a new card turned up. It is a fine thing, reader, to be lifted in a moment from indigence to wealth. A very fine thing, but not a matter one can comprehend or consequently enjoy all at once.